Good Tuesday afternoon. We're at 57 degrees. I'm Bo Henricks in for Joanne Krulotz, and here's a look at today's WRCO News at Noon. A warning about increased fire risk in Wisconsin. National Weather Service meteorologists say a prolonged dry spell mixed with breezy conditions and leaves falling from trees have combined to increase the chance of spreading fires. You're reminded to refrain from starting burn barrels, using equipment that could cause sparks, or fire up an outdoor charcoal grill. The Trump administration will tap USDA contingency funds to partially fund November SNAP benefits, the announcement on Monday as the federal government shutdown continues. Even with partial funding for SNAP benefits, delays in Wisconsin's SNAP-funded food share program will likely continue for now. However, food share participants can continue to access any fund balance available on their Quest cards, and federal funding for the Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, program continues through the end of the month. Donations for food shelves and emergency pantries around Wisconsin can help households facing food insecurity. At the Capitol, proposed legislation would define and establish criminal penalties for grooming. It would define grooming as a course of conduct, pattern of behavior, or series of acts intended to condition, seduce, or entice a child for the purpose of sexual activity or exploitation. Examples include sexualized conversations, inappropriate physical contact, digital communications designed to lure a child, and efforts to isolate a child from family or peers. Republicans State Representative Amanda Nadusky and Senator Jesse James are circulating the measure, introduced in the wake of a year-long investigation by the Capital Times into how the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction investigates and reports allegations of sexual misconduct and grooming by school staff. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley is scheduled to address an informational hearing on sexual misconduct allegations in Wisconsin public schools before the Senate Education Committee at the Capitol on Tuesday. Underley was a no-show for a similar hearing in an assembly committee last week. A clean CR is at the root of the federal government shutdown. On WISN's Upfront, 3rd District House Republican Derek Van Orden faulted Senate Democrats for refusing to pass that continuing resolution.
Over 30 days ago, the House Republicans passed a clean CR. We sent it over to the Senate, and for the first time in history of the United States, an opposition party voted down a clean CR for political purposes, and it's shameful.
But during a press conference in Madison last week, 2nd District Democrat Mark Pocan said Republicans have already cut programs, including SNAP and health care, in order to provide tax breaks for the wealthy.
Then they voted on the big ugly law and cemented in cuts to health care, to SNAP, $158 billion, I think is the amount, and to education funding, all to give a tax break to their donors. So if we did a CR now under that situation, you'd lock in everything that happened like that. So it's not... It's about as clean a CR as I have a head full of hair, right? It's just not credible, and I just think we have to explain it that way.
The Senate remains deadlocked, and the House remains on the sideline while the shutdown continues with no resolution in sight. The Wisconsin Assembly Task Force on Protecting Kids met for the first time last week to discuss the impact of the digital age on kids' development. Madison Democratic State Representative Renuka Mayadev.
I appreciated that you're talking about social media and the addictions. I look forward to us going to that because there's so many other things that we know are addictive, like tobacco and alcohol, and we control that. I think that we need to be looking at that.
Wisconsin Family Action Legislative Director Samuel Krebs.
Children, more than anyone else, pay for the breakdown in marriages and family, the fragmenting of families. Any task force looking at how to protect children must start at the home.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has also put together three other task forces on government efficiency and modernization, elder services, and the state's rulemaking process. The task forces will use testimony to recommend potential future legislation. Proposed legislation to allow a so-called constitutional carry for Wisconsin gun owners may not have much support. Current state law requires training and state licensure for concealed carry. Previous Marquette Law School polls have shown strong support for that, but Director Charles Franklin said the latest poll finds 78% oppose dropping those requirements. That includes 72% of Republicans, 60% of Independents, and 90% of Democrats. The latest version of constitutional carry has been introduced by Republican State Representative Chance Green and State Senator Andre Jock. Under the bill, law-abiding adults wouldn't need a license to carry a concealed firearm in public. Previous constitutional carry bills have failed to come to a vote in either chamber of the Wisconsin legislature. Green and Jack are also proposing another bill to make firearms, ammunition, crossbows, and related merchandise exempt from sales tax each year on the 4th of July and during the third week of December. They are also offering an amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution, which would strengthen the right to keep and bear arms in the state. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones reports the largest non-COVID affected collection ever at the most recent Drug Takeback Day. The totals for the fall 2025 fall Drug Takeback Day include, from the City Hall and Center Pharmacy drop boxes, 8 boxes totaling 272.6 pounds. From the 2 drop boxes at the Sheriff's Office, 2 boxes totaling 52.4 pounds. The day of the event, one box was collected for a total of 38 pounds. Altogether, 11 boxes totaling 363 pounds were collected. If you miss the collection day and have medications you no longer need, drop boxes are available year-round at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Municipal Building. When money is needed, it's nice to have legitimate loans available to help with expenses. If a call is received in regards to loans, consumers should be cautious. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Consumers are receiving calls and voicemails about large loans that they, quote, qualify for or that they never finished their application for. But really, these are all just scam attempts. They're not real offers or true reminders. Scammers are making these calls hoping consumers become excited or alarmed and that they'll provide their personal information to either complete or cancel the loan application before they have a chance to really just pause and think about it. We've seen that these scammers are very persistent and will repeatedly call and leave voicemails. Some calls have provided very specific amounts of the loan, and we've seen as high as $52,000.
If a call is received in regards to a loan, action can be taken to avoid being scammed.
Ignore the calls, even if they're persistent. And then be skeptical of caller ID. We've talked about that a lot over the years, but scammers can use fake names and phone numbers to look like local or trustworthy businesses or government agencies. So we need to just be cautious of spoofing. Block the number and take advantage of any phone provider's anti-spam services to prevent future unwanted calls. Report the calls to DADCAP's Bureau of Consumer Protection. And the biggest thing of all, never, ever, ever hand out your personal information like a social security number, bank account, birth date, or any other personally identifiable information. That's yours. You do not need to hand it over with these unsolicited, unknown calls that come out of the blue, even if they say that you're pre-qualified for a loan, you never completed a loan application, or that they can't cancel an application and remove you from call lists unless you verify your identity. That's yours. Keep it to yourself.
If you're in need of a loan, Michelle Reinen recommends dealing with someone you know you can trust.
It's so comforting to be able to truly shake a hand, have eye contact, engage in person. I mean, there are certainly things that you can go ahead and do online or, you know, make that phone call, but always be confident that you truly know who you are engaging with. And when you live in a smaller community, that is definitely an advantage to being able to have confidence in who you're dealing with.
To report a call in regards to a fake loan, contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128. You can also email DADCAP at DATCPHotline@wy.gov. With the archery and crossbow deer hunting season in full swing and gun deer hunting just around the corner, the Richland County Citizen Deer Advisory Council has an update for area deer hunters looking to dispose of their deer carcasses and test their deer for chronic wasting disease. Dave Barron is with the Richland County Citizen Deer Advisory Council.
Unfortunately, we don't have a dumpster or a check station in Ithaca this year. Funding didn't allow it. So, but we still have one in Boaz. We have one in Richland Center. You've got to keep the carcasses off the landscape. You know, that's one way that we help slow down CWD.
Each county in Wisconsin has a Citizen Deer Advisory Council to provide input and recommendations to the DNR on deer management within their county. Doug Duren is also a member of the Richland County Citizen Deer Advisory Council.
Funding has been cut. There's a lot of the money that came for testing and carcass disposal came from federal money, federal grants that the DNR got. They were over budget a little bit last year. So yes, in our area, they cut one kiosk, testing kiosk and dumpster, and that was the one in Ithaca. And then those of us who have dumpsters and host dumpsters, provide dumpsters, were asked not to put them out too early. And it's important to note that testing is still going to be available to everyone who wants to get it done. The dumpsters will be available. You just need to go online to the DNR website and see where they are. Or if you have Onyx map on your phone, that app on your phone, it'll also tell you where they are. And it's really for the information for the hunter of getting that deer tested, and then they can make a decision about whether they personally are going to be okay with consuming a positive deer or not. And that's a personal decision that people have to make.
In Richland County, deer waste disposal dumpsters and CWD sampling kiosks are available in Richland Center near the old wastewater treatment facility off of Highway 14 and in Boaz across from the Boaz County or Country Store on Highway County or County Highway E. A CWD sampling kiosk is also available in Rockbridge near the Natural Bridge Grocery Store. Other deer carcass area dumpsters are available in Plain, the Wilson State Nursery in Boscobel, and the Vernon County Landfill near Viroqua. Additional area CWD sampling kiosks are located at the Reedsburg Outdoor Club, Prem Meats in Spring Green, and TK Euromounts in Boscobel. A full listing of CWD sampling kiosks and deer carcass disposal locations is available on the Wisconsin DNR website. Reedsburg Area Medical Center has announced free Advance Directive services. An Advance Directive is a legal written document that outlines your wishes for medical treatment if you're not able to make decisions yourself. It also allows you to appoint a person, often called a healthcare power of attorney or agent, to make healthcare decisions on your behalf. Having an advanced directive is even more important in Wisconsin because Wisconsin is not a next of kin state. Wisconsin law does not allow family members to make decisions for incapacitated family members. As a general rule, spouses are not allowed to make decisions for each other, and parents are not able to make decisions for their adult children, and vice versa. If an adult has not designated someone to be their healthcare agent, their loved one would have to go through the court system to pursue becoming a legal guardian for them. This can be a long and sometimes costly process. Completing an advance directive is a process that staff at Reedsburg Area Medical Center can help you accomplish. It requires a little bit of time and some conversations with your loved ones. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers this service free of charge. Some upcoming openings for appointments are on Thursdays, November 6th from 10 to 11, November 20th from 3 to 4, December 4th from 10 to 11, and December 18th from 3 to 4. Call 608-524-6487 to schedule an appointment with an advanced directive facilitator. Kickapoo High School will be presenting Roald Dahl's James the Giant Peach, the musical, on Thursday, November 6th through Saturday, November 8th at the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. When choosing a musical, James and the Giant Peach was a good choice to showcase the talent that will be featured. Catherine Miller is the director of the production.
I really struggled to pick something this last spring. I mean, I just have a plethora of talent, and finding musicals that feature so many characters is hard. But I also wanted to do something that we haven't done before, and we've done a lot of musicals at Kickapoo. So when I came across this show, James and the Giant Peach the Musical, I was just listening to the music, and every single song, I was just like, wow, that is a great song. That's another great song. And of course, I knew the story from growing up and seeing the Tim Burton Disney version of it, and I'm like, this might be our musical. And then, yeah, I did end up deciding on it.
For those not familiar with the musical, it is based on a popular children's novel.
The musical follows a pretty similar track to the story by Roald Dahl. So if you know the story of Willy Wonka or Matilda, it's the same author. But basically, James is an orphan. His parents died when he was young, and he has to go live with his very atrocious aunts who treat him horribly. And one night he's in the garden and meets the Lotta Lords, and they give him a magic potion that he's supposed to drink, but he ends up spilling it instead by this old peach tree with all these insects. So they become gigantic, which our peach on stage fills up pretty much our entire stage. And so James ends up inside the peach to get away from his aunts and meets all the insects. They go on a big adventure across the ocean and then end up in New York City and really live happily ever after, like finding family and friends that he never had in his life before.
The music that will be performed are fun and catchy tunes.
The songs are amazing. Most people are not going to know the songs coming in, but I promise you, you're going to be singing like three or four of them. They're just super catchy. It's just not as well-known musical. It was an off-Broadway production. If you know The Greatest Showman and Dear Evan Hansen, those musicals, the composers also wrote the music for this show. So really, really talented writers.
Catherine Miller says that all age groups will enjoy the musical.
It is also a shorter show as well, so each act is under an hour with a little intermission in there. I think it's definitely something kids can sit through as well, but also super enjoyable jokes and things that older adults will get and find humor in as well.
Kickapoo High School's production of James and the Giant Peach, the musical, will be presented Thursday and Friday at 7 and Saturday at 2 in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Cost is $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. Advance tickets are available at the Kickapoo High School office, or they may be purchased before each show at the door. Tickets can be reserved in advance by calling 627-0100. The cast and crew of the Riverdale High School's Andromeda's Galaxy will perform Saturday, November 8th at DeForest High School in the Section 3 Wista Theater Festival. If they do well there, they will advance to the State Theater Festival. Students involved include Vivian Benedict, Braylee Bedward, Abe Schaefer, Wyatt Bray, Mark Wilkie, Movana Zarbach, Fenn Zarbach, E.J. Justin, Ellie Stieber, Adrian Rush, Archer Imhoff, Sienna Deglow, Adrian Rush, Ezra Noble, Delaney Imhoff, Gary Compton, Priscilla Dudley, Addison Putz, Trinity Fry, and Chloe Pauls. The WISDAA Theater Festival Saturday will be held from 8 to 4. The Riverdale cast and crew will compete at 2:25. All are invited to attend to support them. There's no admission charge to attend the festival. The Wisconsin State Senate is now accepting applications for the 2026 Senate Scholar Program. The Senate Scholar Program is an elite educational program for exceptional high school juniors and seniors across the state. The Senate Scholar Program includes classroom instruction, roundtable discussion, and a lab component. Experts teach scholars about constituent relations, research, bill drafting, and development of legislation. The scholars meet with legislative support agency directors and staff, media, and lobbyists throughout the week. Scholars will also have the experience of drafting their own bills and amendments for a mock legislative committee hearing. The selection process is competitive, with 33 students, one from each Senate district, chosen to participate in a week-long program at the state capitol. Interested students must complete an application by November 7th to be considered. Applications and instructions are available at senatescholar.com. The 2025 Badger Crops and Soils Update meetings will take place December 2nd through the 4th from 8:30 to 3. The annual UW Badger Crops and Soils Update meetings are three regional, one-day in-person sessions and one virtual session that present the latest information on agronomic, pest, and nutrient management research coming out of the University of Wisconsin with a lens to on-farm application. Early bird registration is available through November 10th, and a reduced cost student attendee option is also available. Each meeting will offer CCA CEUs, and an in-person registration includes lunch. Registration is available online at the go.wisc.edu webpage. The program is sponsored by the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension and the University of Wisconsin-Madison College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension provides equal opportunities in employment and programming in compliance with state and federal law. You may request an interpreter materials in an alternative language or format and other services to make this event more accessible by emailing cropsandsoils@extension.wisc.edu by November 7th. There's no added cost to you for these services. And you can help the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources with its black bear studies. The DNR is asking you to report any black bear den locations you might come across. The black bear litter and diet survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones. DNR investigators are also using the study to investigate a connection between consumption of human food sources and bear reproduction. If you think you've come across a bear den, you should log its GPS coordinates, take photos, and describe the site and any signs of bear activity. More info can be found on the DNR's website.